Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
It's the Sunday edition of the Busted Open Podcast with Justin LaBarre. I'm Jonathan Hood. And Justin, we reviewed the main event, Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes against The Rock and Roman Reigns for night one at WrestleMania.
This is what sold the night one house. A lot to look at, a lot of moving parts that we'll break down.
We got a brand new Intercontinental Champion, Sami Zayn, defeating Gunther.
Probably the biggest surprise of the night for me. What comes next?
What comes next is night two. WrestleMania night two. We give our predictions, and boy, we cannot wait.
I'm hyped for this. I still think this is going to go down as one of the biggest WrestleManias of all time after tonight is over.
WrestleMania 40, we talk all about it. Enjoy the Sunday edition of the Busted Open Podcast.
I just enjoyed what we saw from night one in Philadelphia for WrestleMania. First of all, even before we get there, this is the first time in a long time that I was able to watch some of the pregame or pre-match festivities. Let me tell you something with the WWE's done. They're on the same level, I would say, as the Super Bowl or the Kentucky Derby, all that pregame hype as well as the packages that they had. It was just, I just thought that was amazing what they did to put everything together to get you hyped for WrestleMania. So I was watching some of that, probably the most I've ever seen with the pregame packages. Really good stuff. And then we get there and we get Triple H there. And Triple H didn't look cold. He just had his shirt open and he had his jacket and he kicked off WrestleMania. And boy, I tell you what, for our night one, I just think that they hit a home run. And not a surprise because it is WrestleMania after all.
It was enjoyable. I will say this: in the years past since they moved to the two night format, I think I haven't really kept. I have, you know, like you do the yellow legal pad. I do the notebook here. Yeah. I have notes. I have notes and other notebooks. I think if I've kept score, I've found night one to be the more enjoyable in recent years of the two nights. Like when it's all said and done, I'm like night one was a better night overall. The bigger match might have ended night two, but the overall enjoyment, night one was fine last night, and I had a good time. I sat and relaxed, had a few soda pops.
Sure.
I'm hoping night two is better. I'm hoping that when I look back, the night two is the better night. I think it should be on paper, but if night one was the better of the two, then that concerns me of what happens tonight. If that's making sense to you.
Sure.
Good show last night, but it needs to be topped tonight.
It's expectations. Our expectations is night two is going to be even better. Thank goodness it's two nights instead of sitting out in the cold for some of the people in Philadelphia for 7 hours or 8 hours waiting to get, you know, find out what the end result was going to be with Roman and Rock and Rhodes and Rollins. Well, we should start right there because we talked a lot about that. Justin and I sat in for Denise Salcedo and Mark Henry for the Saturday edition of Busted Open. So we did a long preview yesterday. And so here's our review of what we saw. The main event, Rock and Roman and Rhodes and Rollins. First of all, a few takeaways. Boy, The Rock looked good, Justin. He looked better than I expected. The thing that was in the back of my mind was last time we saw Rock, he was good. And then he got himself injured, and I just thought, okay, this time around, I expected Roman Reigns to carry the mail for The Rock because The Rock is up in age. I think Roman's a part-timer, and we haven't seen Rock in a long time. I thought The Rock really looked good, much better than I expected, and I'm surprised also that Cody Rhodes took the pinfall and that The Rock got the pin because I thought, as you thought, as we previewed this yesterday, there'd be a lot of heat on Seth working on that leg, and that he would take the pinfall. But Cody ends up taking the pinfall from The Rock, and I just tell you what, that was a hell of an ending yesterday.
Well, real quick to the pinfall, you're right. It's interesting. As I finally made my last final predictions for WrestleRumble.com to try to make a few bucks off of the things going on, I did predict Rock pins Cody. As I thought about it more and more, I tried to put my mind into theirs. I'm like, all right, we know that Rock and Roman's going to win this. That's the logical thing. And then it's like, well, they could pin Seth. They could make Seth the scapegoat. But no, the real psychological thriller, it's making Cody have to get over the fact that he was pinned 1, 2, 3, and he was pinned by the final boss. So I like the touch, not just because it made me feel smart. I like the touch to it because I think it really adds up well for what's going to go into tonight. You're right. The Rock, I had, you know, and I should never have doubts because I'm never going to look like The Rock. Not in my 30s and not when I'm 51. I'm not going to look like The Rock. As he came walking down, as he came strutting to the ring, got that beautiful final boss vest on. By the way, shout out to my boy David Allen, who made that for him on site in Philadelphia this weekend. The whole final boss vest. As I'm watching the vest, and he's strutting, and I see he's got the pants on. I'm like, oh, all right. I'm like, we're going to go back to like 1999 Rock. He's going to wear the pants. A little chilly there in Philly. Mm-hmm. Maybe he missed a leg day or something. I don't know, but it's fine. He's The Rock. I ain't going to judge. And then, oh, no. After Samantha Irvin, I love Samantha Irvin, by the way. After Samantha Irvin does her ring introductions, and all of a sudden, the camera cuts back. Rock is, it's like little tearaway pants. He shed his tearaway pants. He shed his final boss vest. He is in peak 1997 Rock attire. And holy shit, this dude didn't miss a leg day. He didn't miss an arm day. He didn't miss a trap day. He didn't miss a back day. He didn't miss nothing. Bulging.
Massive.
Insane, Jay Hood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, massive. Massive. You could show a movie on his back. He was massive. It was amazing to see the shape that he was in. And again, I was wondering, in that shape, what kind of wrestling shape he'd be in. And boy, he didn't miss a beat. He did not miss a beat. He looked great in there.
He didn't, and we can talk about it here as we get to it. They structured this match perfectly in terms of to make sure that, I mean, this was not a situation of Roman, as you alluded to a minute, Roman did not do 90% of the match. The Rock didn't just hot tag in for the high spots. No, I mean, The Rock, I mean, at one point, their falls count anywhere and around the building. So, and they're paired off. And now that's actually a safe kind of disguised way to fill some time and have some exciting, I'm using the air quotes for people in Radio Land, hardcore element from them. But it's actually very, you know, you don't have to take any back bumps. Rock's not having to bump to the floor. You know, you're just striking. You're just throwing each other off of some objects. You know, spitting water. You know, it was very creative. But even when we're back in the rain, the meat and potatoes, you know, The Rock did some things. He was careful. It took several minutes in until he finally actually took a back bump. He took some strikes and he sold some strikes and kicks. But it wasn't until, I think, Roman and Cody double teamed him, like an elbow or something, the clothesline, something, that he finally actually bumped and hit the mat. And then, of course, it all built to the big rock bottom that he got into the table towards the end. But I mean, the match was set up well. It protected him, but it still showed him off. It was a long match, but I felt, look, for as much as this is occupied and dominated the WWE television, you're giving people an appropriate payoff here. I mean, you're not giving them just, again, a 10 minute. You know, the entrances alone were over 15 minutes.
Yes.
I was the dork that timed it. The Rock had over 5 minutes of an entrance. Roman had 4.5 minutes, and Cody and Seth each got 3 minutes. So after you do all that pyro and ballyhoo, you don't want to just give people a 5 minute match.
Right.
And they did not. They gave them something. And you know, I've seen The Rock do some of these promos, Jay Hood, in recent weeks and months. And at times, he was so into these promos, he looked a little blown up in some of the promos at times. And so I was concerned on what we were going to get here. But his 12-week rings in 3 different cities training camp that he apparently embarked himself on seemed to deliver for him.
We're talking about WrestleMania Night 1 with Jonathan and Justin on the Sunday edition of Busted Open. So I understand as a fan why Cody Rhodes took the pin, because now he becomes an even more sympathetic figure. This is what he's been, I think, at the beginning, because he's trying to finish his story. And so I'm sure that people that left that pay-per-view yesterday, that PLE thought, oh my God. So not only are we going to get Bloodline Rules, but Cody Rhodes loses to The Rock. There is just no way that Cody can get this done. It was mentioned in commentary. It was hammered down by Michael Cole saying, boy, no question now that that Cody Rhodes is screwed. That's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, Cody's got a tall task. I thought, again, it was a nice touch by commentary to sell the fact that The Rock, you know, he didn't obviously say it on a microphone. He's saying it just to the referee, and the cameras are picking it up. I like the fact that The Rock is saying it to the referee, if you count, you're fired. Yeah. And then that takes it the next step to where the referee is just having to let this blatant cheating go on, the blatant tag team cheating tactics happen. At one point, Michael Cole even notes to the audience, because the camera didn't pick it up, he notes that the referee chap hadn't went over to Cody Rhodes and said, I'm sorry, and had like a disgusted look on his face, like just that he's blatantly allowing this 2-on-1 to happen. I thought it was all a really nice touch. Great for the millions at home. Now, I could see maybe some people there in the 72,000 at Lincoln Financial Field maybe wondering a little bit if they didn't pick up on those things, maybe wondering, like, why is this ref being so bad? Why are we not enforcing anything?
Yeah.
But commentary and for people at home, great job of invoking some of your powers as the final boss.
877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93 is our telephone number. And then on top of that, you know, just watching the connection of Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. Hey, just think about this. When it comes to Seth Rollins, we knew that the leg would be an issue, Justin, in a big way. And so now you start thinking about tonight, how Rollins will be able to survive with that bum leg. Because Cole and the rest of the guys on the commentary said, look at Seth Rollins, he can't even stand.
Yeah, I mean, that final bump that he took when they go through the barricade there at ringside, I mean, that put him down for the count. He couldn't make the save from that point on. That's the last we saw of him until post-match. So nice to have a big, big explosion there at the end to cement that he's down and out for the count. And yeah, they sold it throughout the night on the commentary. It sold it at his back. And Corey Graves was talking about how he's known Rollins for 15 years, and it's always been something with Rollins because he lives at 100 miles per hour. So, yeah, I mean, they all the storytelling, and this is, you know, Cole has spoken about this. He spoke about it on the Pat McAfee show. Commentary has been given so much more freedom in this Triple H era, I guess what we're all calling it now. And so it really just gave them full range to get all of this out, not be micromanaged, not be, you know, screamed at. And I thought they did a great job, again, to tell every story, to give you every understanding of why all of this is important going into night two. My only question to Seth Rollins is, what the hell was he wearing when he came to the ring? What the hell is that?
well, what I saw is a Baptist church hat on his shoulder, and then he had a train for a robe. I mean, the more outrageous, the better for Seth Rollins, I guess. But it's just like, it's look at me, right? When the way he was wearing, he's like, look at me. And that's exactly what we saw. It was amazing to see that outfit, because that's not what I expected. I expected something outrageous, but I think that's the best worst that we've ever seen.
The best worst. Okay. I'll buy that. I'll buy what you're selling.
I mean, seriously, like, the best meaning that we're mentioning it, the worst is, like, as gaudy as it was. I mean, and that's who he is. This is why you have said, and it went viral last week, that it's hard to be able to relate to Seth Rollins. I mean, could you imagine that buddy coming, you know, that is your friend, your buddy, going into the bar, and he's wearing that. I mean, seriously. I mean,
yeah, no, I know. No, and you're right. That video clip spread, and I got some reactions, some good, some bad, from people. Yeah, but it's not related. You're right. Never mind the bar. I'm gonna, never mind going to watch the hockey game or whatever. I don't care if you're getting dressed up into your best for your anniversary dinner or your birthday dinner. What the fuck? what is that? What? I would be, if I walked into a steakhouse wearing that, I would be immediately divorced. I'd have no friends. I would probably be arrested for walking the street in that. I mean, what? Only in professional wrestling, right? Only in professional wrestling. You do you, Seth.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. You didn't see The Rock dressed like that. You did not. Okay? You did not see The Rock dressed like that. You didn't see Cody dressed like that. Cody was, you know, he's pretty tame what he was wearing. I mean, he wore American Nightmare gear, right?
J-Hood, when was the last time you accessorized your night out?
This morning, a Houston Rockets t-shirt and gray sweatpants. That's how I do it. That's how I roll. But I just thought, and the entrances were great, as you mentioned, you know, and just the culmination of all of it. And by the way, because The Rock is a extreme part timer, and we haven't seen him in such a long time, I just thought that the way everything was spaced out, where you saw The Rock at you know, catching his breath, if that's what he was doing, just kind of sitting out on the apron, or just kind of just sitting on the floor, just waiting for his spot. I think Roman Reigns carried his end of the bargain. I believe that this was perpetual motion, and it was just fun because, as you mentioned, as long as we've been watching this story, it had to be a classic, at least from those four standpoint. It had to be something that we will always remember. And the image that I went to bed with last night is, oh my God, Cody took the pinfall from The Rock. I mean, I really had it set in my mind that Seth Rollins would be the weak link at all this, and that because of the leg that he would take the pin. But it's smart booking by you for you to write that, for Cody to be able to lose, because now it makes it almost impossible for Cody to be able to be on top and be able to win, especially with Bloodline Rules. And by the way, we got a taste of Bloodline Rules last night because you saw The Rock. He was threatening Chad Patton, just like, mm-hmm. Hey, man, if you don't do what I tell you, you're fired. And then you saw Patton go over to apologize to Cody Rhodes at some point. Sorry, but you're going to have to take this nut shot. So we had a little Bloodline Rules last night. We're going to get some today.
And that makes me that much more intrigued about tonight, mm-hmm. because, okay, if in the tag match with no titles on the line, The Rock is invoking that kind of power on the fly, now that it's being advertised as Bloodline Rules, and I assume we're going to see The Rock tonight. I assume, you know, that was the thing. We got no interference last night in the tag match. I assume tonight, you know, release the entire family. Everybody's going to be out. And so if he did that in a tag match, logic only says, it dictates that he could do that same exact thing, maybe to the same referee. Maybe Chad gets the assignment again tonight. Mm-hmm. And he's going to do the same kind of thing, The Rock, in terms of saying, you're not, you know, everything's going because I say so. Well, what's it going to take? Who is it going to take to counter that and come out to the referee and say, don't be intimidated to do your job and to help even the playing field in terms of the balance of power out there? That's what I'll be watching for.
The Busted Open Podcast is now available on YouTube. This is Dave LaGreca, host of Busted Open, the number one pro wrestling show on the planet. You can now watch and listen to the award-winning Busted Open Podcast every single day on YouTube. Our best interviews, behind-the-scenes access, and some of our best content from the past, all available right now when you go to youtube.com/@BustedOpenPodcast. Subscribe right now. Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/busted open now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/busted open for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download Earned In today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earn In app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. Earn In is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eat badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. It's the best thing when I'm looking out for my nutrition and my dietary needs. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
We got a chance to see Sami Zayn against Gunther. Justin, I turn on that match. Sami Zayn against Gunther, and somehow, some way, I got El Generico against Gunther. What happened there? What, something changed right there in the middle. I pay a good $10 in the Chicago or in the Midwest to see El Generico do that same move, that brainbuster in the corner. Have not seen it in such a long time. I'm like, wait, I know that move. I used to see that at the Field House, El Generico do that. And there it is, Sami Zayn, the new Intercontinental Champion. I did not have that on my WrestleMania bingo card.
Neither did I. I did not predict that happening. I've been wrestling with this since last night.
Okay.
I think the nation knows if they listen. I'm a huge fan of Gunther. I'm a huge fan of this IC title run. I think I'm trying to resolve with myself that this run has been obviously it's historic, longest ever, 666 days. It's been so long, so big, so decorated. I don't know if there is anybody that I right now was going to be satisfied with beating him. And so then I go, okay, well, if he's at peak performance right now, and if the crowds, if we have the crowd's attention right now at Gunther, the ring general, is that just the right time to have somebody line some babyface up, some underdog babyface, which underdog babyface Sami Zayn screams of? Is this the right time to get that rub and to get that credibility to come over, to avoid getting to a point where Gunther's held it for however long, for a longer period of time, and people are just like, all right, I'm over it. Just let the Brooklyn Brawler beat him. Let anybody beat him. You know, I mean, I will say, when you listen to that clip back, the crowd is up. And the crowd was not up the entire time last night. I don't know if it was the weather or what it was, but they were not up the entire time. They were up in that moment. They were there. They were bought in. Sammy's wife's there front row. So again, for those watching on TV, they're getting that element of it and commentary selling it. So it was a very entertaining finish. Very entertaining finish. A lot of emotion. So, you know, that's what we want to watch for that. So that was all very good. And it was done. And one of the first things I wrote here in my notepad was Gunther, world title. because there's no other place for you do that kind of run. Maybe you go home for a few weeks and you get some deserved rest, maybe just to reset, let the audience not see you for a few weeks. But once you are back, you're not sitting there doing commentary watching Kaiser and Vinci. You're not. There's only one way to go. You're going for a world title now.
Better that than for him to lay the championship down in the middle of the ring and say, "I'm going for the world title, Samoa Joe." At least I'd rather for it to be that way than for him to just lay the title down. Now, let's you and I just walk 100 paces behind all of this and then take a large view of the whole card. Okay, so we look for feel-good moments. You weren't going to get in the main event because you got The Rock and Roman defeating Rhodes and Rollins. So you look for the good feeling, right? Even with the matchup with Rey Mysterio and Andrade against Dom Mysterio and Escobar, that wasn't feel good. It wasn't necessarily a feel good moment. You see Rhea Ripley beating Becky Lynch, not necessarily feel good, but you take a look at the six-pack ladder match that we got a chance to see, you know, R-Truth get his first WrestleMania moment, his first true WrestleMania moment. Okay, feel good. But that was a feel good moment, and it came out of nowhere. Let's start from the beginning. There is Sami Zayn talking to his wife and child and saying, "Hey, you know, let my son, you know, take him back to the hotel. We don't want him to see what happens here. Whether I win or lose, let's not let him see it." Okay, so he kisses his wife. Now he's going up the ramp. And by the way, no injury, by the way, with him kicking the case, kicking that case. I was like, I don't know if I'd do that. I don't know if I'd be punching and kicking the case, you know, especially at his age. I don't know if I'd be doing that because that could be instant injury. But he knew what he was doing. Then he sees Kevin Owens.
Yeah, you have moments of Adam Cole just jumping off the side of an elevated aisleway. Yeah, exactly. And all of a sudden, you got a bum foot.
Like, that's the last thing I'd be doing. I'd fire myself up too. Justin, I'm sure that you have the things that you do behind the curtain to just make sure that you're mentally ready. But the point is, though, is like, hey, man, he's punching a case. He's kicking the case. Getting himself fired up like, here we go. I'm going to take on Gunther. He sees his guy, Chad Gable. Says, "I'm not going out there with you." "Oh, no, no, no. You've always been ready. You've always been ready." Okay, so he's got the momentum. He goes up the ramp, and boy, the way that camera work is just unbelievable. Just chef's kiss by WWE as usual. They're following Sami Zayn. He's snaking, he's circling around, and then he runs into Kevin Owens. Owens is right there. You know, just gives him the pep talk he needs. He needs that pep talk. Let's go, right? And even with that, Justin, all of that, kissing of his child, kisses his wife, you know, here's from Chad Gable, here's from Kevin Owens. Still didn't believe he could win. I think all that was great television, but I didn't think that he'd win. All that firing up and him, you know, getting ready to mentally prepare himself for Gunther, still didn't believe he could win. And so now that it culminates into a victory, that's a feel-good moment. So as we book it together, you can understand why he won, because Cody and Seth wasn't going to win. That was a feel-good moment for WrestleMania and for Sami Zayn. Fair.
Fair. Yeah. By the way, that beautiful SteadyCam work was sponsored by Xfinity.
Yes. So there are some good things about Xfinity. I didn't know until I watched WrestleMania. But please go ahead.
Deal with some Xfinity. You need some Wheatley vodka.
Yes.
I did not believe. I just did not believe. But like I said, I think to be fair to Sammy, I really try to honestly ask myself, is there anybody they could have lined up that I was going to believe? Mm-hmm. You know, even if we would have gotten the match to which we think we all thought we were going to be getting for WrestleMania as the rumors float across the fence, even if we would have gotten Gunther as IC champion against a Brock Lesnar, against one of the most dominant forces ever, even then, I don't think I would have been expecting Brock to win. I would have been expecting Brock to do the job. I would expect in a very physical fight, and Brock would have done the job, and I'm like, oh my god, look at this insane run that Gunther's having. He just beat Brock freaking Lesnar. So when I put it like that, I don't think there's anybody that I was going to be prepared to believe it was going to be Gunther. But it's happened, and now let's hope that Sam. I mean, let's see what this can do for Sammy. Let's see what this can do for him. You know, he had to find a way to Mania. Right? That was his whole story. He had to find a way to Mania and down and out on his luck. So let me see what he does with it, because that's a hard thing, too. You break a record like Gunther's, you know, now you got to do something with it.
You know, I think the reason why you and I were not convinced when we made our predictions yesterday, when we were in for Denise and Mark, the reason why that we did not feel like Sammy would win is because the build seemed sudden.
Yes.
Now, it's not like that this build was going to be like Roman Rock and Rhodes and Rollins, but it just seemed like, okay, it's not going to be Chad Gable, it's going to be Sami Zayn. And we talked about how Gunther is a different type of heel, more of a villain more so than a heel. We talked about, even at the contract signing, him just chuckling, like he always does, just laughing. Like, this is my opponent. You are Sami Zayn. Look at the t-shirt. Look how I'm dressed. Look at my body. Look at my body of work as the Intercontinental Champion. And they put me in the ring against you? Okay. And it's always the sly smile, the chuckle. Like, why does the promotion have me against you? I mean, seriously, you? And so even with that, Justin, even with that, we still thought, well, that means Gunther's going to come out on top because he's not worried. He's not one of these chicken shit heels. He's not going to take a step backwards. He was never worried. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks leading into WrestleMania, didn't Gunther have the upper hand on Sami Zayn? Several times, right? An attack, I think, in the last Raw, and the week before that, he had the upper hand mentally and physically on Sami Zayn. So even with that, we thought, okay, well, Sami's just going to have to take the pinfall again because Gunther's just that good. There was no signs to me that Sami Zayn was going to beat Gunther. And I guess that's the essence of wrestling. We just never know.
You never know that. But you make a great point. It's exactly you hit it perfectly, Jay Hood. It was the fact that the build was not a month long, 2 month long. This wasn't something that we started at Royal Rumble and we're like, oh, this is the one to keep an eye on. I mean, they were doing we didn't have Gunther's opponent determined until 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, which is very sudden when you have a 2.5 month build for WrestleMania company wide. And it's this 600+ day title reign. So yeah, I think the fact that it did feel like, okay, you're not going to not have this IC title champion and title defended at the biggest WrestleMania. Of course you're going to have it on the card, but we just got to give an opponent. All right, we're going to figure out and we're going to show you how we get an opponent earned here on Raw 3 weeks out. You know, it's just a way to get the champion and the championship on the card. I did not feel like, yeah, this is who they envisioned the entire time to dethrone 666 days of Gunther's reign. So the sudden definitely did, I think, play a huge factor subconsciously as you're making the predictions, because just traditionally that's just not how it would be done, right? If Cody dethrones Roman tonight,
yeah,
we've had 2+ years yes. to prepare for it. You know,
yes.
With Sami Zayn dethroning Gunther, we had 3 weeks, and half of it was distracted by Chad Gable filming Rocky vignettes with him.
You know how I like to take you on a ride sometimes, and I love that you are my co-pilot here as we do this together every Sunday. So, you know, what happened with Cody Rhodes and Anthony Ogogo was so unfortunate in AEW, where it's supposed to be the UK against the USA. Just even Cody says that was just a mistake. It was dumb. Anthony Ogogo, nobody knew who he was, and it's like, oh, he's supposed to be this anti-American. It was just too fast and too. But what I guess my point is that if Cody wins the Universal Championship, and as you mentioned, what's next for Gunther is to be the champion. Now that poster actually works. Now you have a real build, not Cody Ogogo, which would fell flat on its face, but now Cody against Gunther, the American Nightmare against the Austrian Juggernaut in Gunther. Now that looks good on the poster. Those two in the ring together, Gunther trying to be able to beat the American Nightmare. Now that's a great story. That makes sense, right?
That's a sexy marquee. It's a sexy poster. You know, yesterday we made our predictions, which teaser, we will make our predictions later in this show for night two. When we made our predictions yesterday, Jay Hood, as you noted, Gunther, he's got a smile. He's always got a little chuckle. He's never taken it. He's never toot. And I said, he's kind of like a diehard villain in the sense of, because diehard villains have to be both very dangerous and diabolical, but they also have to be charming. They got to charm you for an hour and 45 minutes before the final 15 minutes that they get killed. They got to charm you. And that would be very fitting to have Gunther up against the most action movie USA babyface that there is. The most, you know, And Cody, that would be a very, very, very sexy marquee for the future PLEs.
Hey, let's you and I book it right now. Bash at Berlin, Cody Gunther. Because that's supposed to be, they mentioned that in the broadcast, if you remember yesterday.
Well, but the Berlin show is not till August 31st. The next PLE is France, I believe. So, I mean, if you can hold off on, if you can buy enough time, then yes, absolutely. That makes total sense.
Talk is Jericho podcast with multiple world champion professional wrestler, lead singer of Fozzy, and New York Times best-selling author, Chris Jericho, is now on Fight Nation. Don't miss Jericho interview some of the biggest names in wrestling, entertainment, and comedy. Plus, give all of his takes on what's going on in the world of pop culture. Catch the Talk is Jericho podcast every Tuesday and Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern on your home for combat sports, SiriusXM, Fight Nation, Channel 156.
All right, let's take a look at the predictions now for tonight. Start off first at the top. Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, Bloodline rules. I think that Cody Rhodes finds a way to finish his story for now, because that's not the period at the end of the sentence. I think he wins the championship tonight, and I just think it's going to be a carnival. I think it's going to be crazy, this whole finish, and everyone is going to be around ringside for this Bloodline rules match.
I would agree. I'm putting Cody in as my prediction, and I agree. I think, you know, Cody and Roman worked hard last night. They worked their asses off and worked hard last year at Mania. I think this will be a different kind of match. I'm not expecting a five-star by the typical definition of this being a 30-minute heavy work rate match. I think this is going to be a whole lot of smoke and mirrors, but it's going to be an experience that they're going to take the fans on. I'm not expecting a very lengthy wrestling match. I'm expecting a whole lot of entertainment.
Io Sky against Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship. I think Bayley finds a way to win that matchup against Io Sky. The championship is made Io Sky versus vice versa, if I could use that. I think that the championship is made Io Sky. Sky has been, it's great to see her. I just think that this should be Bayley's time.
I agree. I think this entire, you know, this everything about this is all just built just for the sole purpose of for Bayley. And it's the right call. I feel like Bayley's got a good bit of momentum right now with where she's at with this current character that as a babyface that it should be her.
World Heavyweight Championship matchup. It would not surprise me if this is first. I don't have the match order in front of me. I just have the matches. Seth Rollins takes on Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. I think Drew McIntyre's chalk to be able to win this one with a bum-legged Seth Rollins. Unless there's a swerve, bro.
Bro. I know Seth is not leaving WrestleMania as champion. As I said earlier, I think if this match is first on the night, I think to me that screams of some shenanigans happening and we could see a cash-in. But one way or the other, Seth Rollins will not be champion when the night's done.
United States Championship with Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, and Randy Orton. So you have actually a tag team. Orton and Owens look good, you know, together, but now they're in a three-way dance with Logan Paul. I think Logan Paul finds a way to kind of worm his way out of this and is going to retain as United States Champion.
Damn, I thought you and I would differ on this one. Yes, I also agree with Logan Paul. My thought with Logan Paul is, you're right, he's got two opponents. He's got a way to kind of like, you know, cheaply slide in there and get a pinfall after somebody else does the work. Also, I feel like Logan Paul, for as great as he's performed, he won the title, but he doesn't have a lot of wins in his WWE career. I feel like this would be good. And I feel like he's probably earned the respect of guys like Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. So I think a win walking in as champion, walking out as champion at WrestleMania could go a long way.
Will Logan Paul find a way to get hit by the best RKO ever? Probably. That's the guy to do it. He's athletic, sure, why not? But still, Logan Paul finds a way to win. It's one of those things where Kevin Owens is pinning Randy Orton or vice versa, and then, you know, Logan Paul finds a way to just get in there and get a cheap pinfall and pins one of them.
Orton was on Logan's podcast weeks, months ago, and I have to imagine from that point on, Logan Paul has been like texting Randy ideas of how they could create the most viral RKO possible.
LA Knight against AJ Styles. I don't know why that's a match now. They're wrestling right now as we speak. Right now. They are going down the steps in Philadelphia. And I don't know who wins this one. I might need to get your thoughts. What do you think?
Get to the tailgate. Get to the tailgate from 4 to 6. You might see LA Nile fight LA Knight fight AJ Styles. Who knows? This is LA Knight. This is LA Knight. I don't know why they're fighting. I don't know why we have home invasions and we're fighting into driveways. I really don't know what the issue is that set all this off. I actually don't recall that. But that said, they're very angry at each other, fighting all over the country. I'm going to go LA Knight here. He needs this victory more than AJ Styles.
I guess. I don't know. I guess I'm going to go AJ Styles. I guess. I don't know. And then we get the Philadelphia Street Fight, the almighty Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits against the Final Testament. The Final Testament, by the way, tells me that Triple H has a little vent in him in which he just is not going to let it go, man. I'm going to make sure the Final Testament gets over. He won't give it up, man. He likes those guys.
He's a Cross fan. He's an AOP fan. Final Testament needs to win here because, I mean, they're you're trying to establish this group. They need the victory. I could see this being, they made it a Philadelphia Street Fight. I could see this being, if they want to pay a little homage to an ECW, perhaps if we want to get some cameos or something. Because I was trying to figure out, why is it a street fight? I mean, is it warranted at this point? I don't know if the story feels like it's warranted, but it is what it is. But yeah, the Final Testament needs to get the victory.
Do you feel, sir, that tonight, night two, will be better than night one?
Yes, on paper, yes, I feel pretty confident. Between we know that the Drew, the Seth, the Punk of it all, that's going to be something. What we think is going to be the spectacular ending between Cody and Roman and all the other players, and then we don't know what other things might get inserted into the show that are just out of nowhere surprises. So yes, on paper, I feel pretty strongly that this should be topping night one.
Yeah, I do too, and I just think that, you know, there's several show stealers here. I look forward to seeing what the Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton match can bring, and I think that could be really, really outstanding. I want to see what Bayley looks like here and whether or not there's going to be outside interference in her matchup against Io Sky. How much outside interference, if any? I think on the surface it could be a really good match if you don't, you know, clutter it up with interference or too much of it.
Yeah. I think the Bayley match is going to be a question of how much time do they give, especially if we're, you know, if we're plotting for probably the better part of an hour for that main event after entrances and all the hoopla, you know, what, and they did a good job getting into the show last night, I think like 11:15 Eastern time about. So it's a good job on that and getting moving on to the press conference. But how much time does Bayley get?
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
When booking with other vacation rental apps, sounds like this.
This place doesn't look like the pictures.
Come on, the doors are on back.
Ah, what the? Is there a door behind all those spiders?
It's time to try one that sounds more like a vacation.
Look at how many spiders there aren't.
Where should we lie down for 8 consecutive hours first?
Relax, you booked a Vrbo.
Hey there, Brenda.
It's Carol.
Exactly. So which leg are we operating on?
You mean arm?
It's all connected.
Asking the right question can greatly impact your future.
Are you sure you're an orthopedist?
Actually, I'm a Sagittarius.
Especially when it comes to your finances.
Do you have a question? Are you a certified financial planner?
Yes, I'm a CFP professional.
CFP professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.